Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, it feels nice. It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Feels good.
I'm ready for the weekend.
Yeah, what you got going?
I have nothing going on. I'm going to go hang out with some friends that are in town tomorrow afternoon for like 2 or 3 hours. Besides that,
where are they from?
From Florida, where I'm from, my little hometown. I haven't seen them since, God, I want to say like middle school. They went to a different high school than I did. But they see on social, like we follow each other on social media.
Yes. Yes.
And then they came out here and they're like, we want to see you. So I think we're going to hang out.
I love that. Vegas plus social media equals the great equalizer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because everybody comes here eventually.
Yep.
And then they find out it's you, and you literally haven't seen him since middle school.
I haven't seen him since eighth grade. Yeah. It's really funny.
So were you tight? Obviously you weren't that tight. Did you end up going to different high schools?
Yeah. They went to a private high school down the street from, and I went to the public school.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen them in, I think maybe we saw each other like once in high school, like at a party or something, but I have not even talked in forever.
This is kind of weird.
Yeah. It's going to be really awkward because I don't know much about her life. I know she has a couple of kids now, but she got pregnant when she was like a senior in high school, and her husband have
at the private school?
At the private school.
Scandalous.
Mm-hmm. So they got pregnant in high school, and they've stayed together the whole time. They both went to college. Like, they like beat the odds, which was great for them. But now they have like 8 kids, and they're out here, and they're going to enjoy it. This is the first time I'm going to meet her husband, which is really cool. So,
did you think it was weird that she reached out?
No, I didn't. I mean, because I get that all the time. I'm sure you do too, though. Do you not get random
people?
Yeah,
but not with somebody that I knew you in middle school, and then we never saw each other again. You understand how that sounds weird, right?
It's very strange. Yes, I know. Trust me, I was really caught off guard by it because, again, I see her updates on social media.
Right, so that's my question. Do you interact on social media?
Little comments here and there and likes.
But there is, okay, so there's something.
Yeah.
So there's something with that, because otherwise, I haven't talked to you since eighth grade, and now let's hang out in Vegas?
Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds like somebody wants to, you know, take you out in the desert and then make a suit out of your skin. You know what I mean? Just that something seems off.
Well, if they suggest going out into the desert randomly, just the three of us, then I will pass on
that. Is it possible? Yeah, if they ask you to go see those rocks or whatever that thing is, Seven Magic Mountains, whatever that is down there, stay away from that. Is it possible also that you are a bit of a celebrity in your hometown?
I'm totally not cool in my hometown. I was thinking, I'm like, I wish I was cooler than I am, but we have like a couple of Super Bowl people that live in our town, and they're much bigger than I am.
I'm just trying to find a reason why this isn't as weird as it appears. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome, and they're like in Vegas. Oh, okay, we know somebody in Vegas.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Yeah.
Well, you haven't seen them since eighth grade.
Nope.
Oh, definitely. We'll get a report on Monday after this.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Everybody else in my neighborhood has kids. All of our friends.
Yes.
Have kids, had kids, all that kind of stuff. And I saw this on Reddit the other day, so I just kind of tossed this out because I thought, well, is this like a real life thing, or is it just something that was on the internet?
Okay.
My God, the conversation went on to the point of where I was like, I'm bored with this, and left, because it was like, it was just too much. The what TV show do you kind of miss now that your kid has grown out of it? Like, your kid made you watch this stupid show all the time, and then now that they've grown out of it, you're kind of like, oh.
Well, I mean, you were a step, though. You don't have one from when you were a step?
And my initial answer to you was absolutely not. But you know what? Kind of.
Okay.
Tesha and I used to watch Degrassi all the time.
Oh.
And that was even before Drake was Drake.
Yeah.
We didn't even know. So yeah, we watched Degrassi back in the day, and you know what's fun? We used to watch TRL, and I would grill the 9-year-old on what song she liked. Not that it mattered. 702-364-9890. What show, what TV show? Maybe even movies. Because every time I even hear a Lion King reference, I think of my godson. And I
smile. Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Because he loved Lion King, but we couldn't get away from it. It was awful. But now that they've grown out of it, what show do you kind of miss? 702-364-9898.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, this blew up on Reddit, and then I was in a group of moms last night and just kind of threw this out just to see if it was a real thing, and oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
It just exploded. What TV show you kind of miss now that your kid has grown out of it? You had a show that you used to watch with your niece.
With my niece, my oldest niece, Hannah Montana. And I miss that show so much.
You know, it's funny that explains a lot now, because you do have an odd affection for
Miley Cyrus.
And Hannah Montana era Miley Cyrus, uh-huh. And all of that.
Absolutely.
That all makes a lot of sense now. Chris and Whitney Ranch, what show is it that you miss now that your kid has grown out of it?
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
And Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, but SpongeBob mostly.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Because SpongeBob was kind of a throwback to the old way of making cartoons. Because back in the day, all the old Warner Brothers cartoons and a lot of those other ones, they didn't write those for kids. They wrote those for adults.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, SpongeBob is not for kids.
No, definitely not.
Most of the references are not for kids, but kids love it.
Yeah.
They do. They don't get it, but they love it.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's how that used to work. Stacy in the Southwest, what show did you used to watch with your kids, and now that they've grown out of it, you've kind of missed it?
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
I don't know what that is.
What is this?
You have to Google it. It's about a foster home where all the imaginary friends would live after the kids didn't believe in them anymore.
Well, that sounds tragic.
It was really weird and really funny, and I hated it at the time, but it was. It's like now I think about it, and I'm like, oh my God, that show was so great.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Coronavirus update.
Oh.
Breaking news. I like the new cheesy breaking news music. Sounds like real actual news music.
We're legit.
Did you see if they think the Pope's got coronavirus?
No.
Because you know it hit Italy.
Okay.
I don't know the Pope's got coronavirus either. But he skipped mass yesterday because of a, quote, slight illness. So people started speculating because he was seen coughing and blowing his nose on Ash Wednesday. Yeah, and they've got like 400 cases confirmed in Italy.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, my God, the Pope's got it.
And the Pope meets with a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Apparently Costco is out of all of the prepper food.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. We looked the other day. We did.
But didn't you guys order some online?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who knows when that's going to show up. That's the thing. We may have paid the money. Who knows?
Who knows when it'll get here.
There, my wife looked yesterday to see if it was going to show, well, you know, like if they had a date. And then, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And what do they care? Honestly, what do they care? If they're out, if they end up having to give us back a couple $100, you know, I don't know if they care.
Yeah.
We got masks yesterday.
Oh, good. You found some then.
Yeah.
Where did you end up? Oh, I don't want you to give up your secrets, but like, I mean.
Doesn't matter. I already got mine. I'll tell you.
Where'd you end up?
No, we started thinking about it, and it was funny. A friend of ours also had texted my wife right as I get the same idea. Find a medical supply store. Now, they're going to gouge you. They're going to gouge you in a large way because they can. It's supply and demand, and that's how it works.
Absolutely.
But that's what, yeah, we ended up doing that.
I'm willing to pay the money to get masks at this point. And I wasn't a big believer in that. I'm like, nah, it's fine. Just keep washing your hands, and I'm doing all of that. But why not add an extra layer of protection on top of it?
Here is my thing with that was that, yeah, everybody says masks, whatever. But it was like, okay, well, I'd rather have them and go, God, that was stupid. Then go, wow, I really wish I had a mask.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, I'd do anything
for a mask right now.
For a mask right now.
Plus, so by the way, you could start, oh my God, it's a perfect business model too. You could start selling those things off to people and you can gouge those people and make your money back.
I'm not that guy.
I mean, I would never.
I would never gouge the others with the masks. But I also, my wife told me that we could have Chick-fil-A afterwards. So I was in after
the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I realize I have a sub question to this whole thing. In a minute, we'll do the radio.com world premiere. Lady Gaga's got a new song out today. It's called Stupid Love.
Just stupid love.
As you might imagine, it's called Stupid Love. We'll play that in its entirety in just a moment. There's also a lot of talk this morning about this article that was in the New York Times. Lady Gaga's got a new boyfriend, and they kind of went public. There's Instagram shot of her sitting on his lap. They're out on a boat. They were at the Super Bowl in Miami. Apparently, they were making out in public or whatever. And
it was the debut of their relationship.
It was the debut of their relationship. And his ex found out about it from friends and whatnot.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that in just a minute. And her article in the New York Times is fantastic.
Uh-huh.
And it's a 2-minute read. It's quick. People were talking about how Lady Gaga finally has a normal boyfriend.
Yeah.
We're saying it's the new thing for 2020, having a normal boyfriend. I would say this dude is decidedly not normal. He's excruciatingly good looking.
Absolutely.
Like, he's so good looking, it's painful. Would you agree with that?
I will agree with that. And he's very attractive.
As one man looking at another, I'm like, damn, that dude's good looking. You know?
He's not even my type, like, but he's good looking. I know that.
Who can compete with that?
Uh-huh.
My God. Which now makes me want to know what this Lindsay Krauss, the one who wrote the article, I want to see what she looks like now. But we'll get to that. We'll do that while the song plays.
Yeah.
Is he normal? Is it just because he's not in showbiz that makes him normal, because he is the CEO of...
He's the CEO of the Parker Foundation. He's the co-founder of the Parker Foundation. And then he started a bunch of other things like
Napster. What's the Parker Foundation?
It runs a bunch of different charities. It's like an umbrella charity, essentially.
Sean Parker?
I don't know.
The Napster guy?
The Napster guy, yeah.
Isn't his name Sean Parker?
I believe so. Yes, so that would make sense because he was one of the co-founders of Napster, it says.
I watched that movie with Justin Timberlake before, the one about Facebook. About Facebook, that movie. I love that movie. Isn't that his name?
Yes, I believe so.
So he was the founder of that dude's charity.
Yeah.
And what else does he do? Whole thing I've forgotten.
I don't have it in front of me, but it just says entrepreneur. So I was like, well, that could mean anything.
That's what it was. No, well, so he's like a rich, good-looking dude who's the CEO of a giant company and helped the dude found Napster. Are we going to call him normal?
He's not normal. He's not like works as like a nurse somewhere or a teacher.
I liked it better when I thought he was a photographer.
I really did too. It seemed a lot more normal. And by the way, it seemed a lot more fitting because if you look at Lady Gaga's track record, she's dated a lot of like people in show business, like you said, like whether they were behind the scenes. The last guy she dated was an audio engineer that was working in a bunch of tracks with her. So it's very interesting. I don't know how they met. That's the one thing I want to know too. Is where and how they met.
Yeah, that'll take us down a rabbit hole that we'll never get back out of.
It's true.
So this whole thing is she found out about it essentially through social media and not even her own social media. We'll tell you the story. If you get the chance, it's New York Times thing. Look up Lindsay Krause, C-R-O-U-S-E, in the New York Times. Her article is amazing about finding out when your ex is dating Lady Gaga and what happens in the aftermath of that. And we want to know, have you ever had an ex date a celebrity?
You have.
At 702. Yeah, two of them that I can think of. And I kind of get what she's saying. A little bit.
How did you find... I'll ask you all this.
We've got plenty of time for all that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! And there's a fascinating article in the New York Times from a woman named Lindsay Krause who found out... Well, I'll read it because it's really good. I was eating bodega grapes at my desk. Bodega grapes is fantastic. On a recent Monday morning, gearing up to wrangle my inbox when my phone started buzzing. Check Facebook. Check Twitter. Are you okay? It was an emergency. My ex-boyfriend, I learned, had a new girlfriend. Lady Gaga. LOLOL if you want. I know everyone I know did. But it was true. While I'd been watching the Super Bowl on television in New York, they were snuggling in her private box at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens. There were the paparazzi as he escorted her away, her pink hair flowing and sequins pasted across her eyes or around her eyes. I can read. I do it for a living. And then it just goes on to talk about how she had dated this guy for 7 years. Their relationship lasted all of college and then a few years more. A popular song from back then described being caught in a bad romance. What? And as you can guess from the fact that you've probably never heard of me, I'm not famous, she says. So suddenly it's like I'm stargawking by proxy. But there's almost no way. Oh, and she was, I know there's another word for it. Yes, she's right.
Mm-hmm.
But there's almost no way to avoid it. So the weird thing is, she says, I didn't follow my ex on social media. We were friends on Facebook. Then we were in a relationship on Facebook. And after we broke up, I noticed I was blocked on Facebook. And then we moved on. I hadn't Googled him in forever, I promise. But this month, I knew everything about his new relationship status within hours of when it was disclosed. And then she goes on to talk about how it kind of became a bit of an obsession.
Like a what would Lady Gaga do kind of situation. Because she goes through and explains that she's like, well, I can be like Lady Gaga, I guess, and compares herself to it, where she has like the same old black dress. She talks about having to go to an event and wear the same black dress she's worn 87,000 times.
She says, if you've ever Googled an ex's new partner, be honest, you've probably done it. And you've probably played a certain game with yourself. You're either just curious, which is healthy, or you want to know how you measure up, how you compare. Ideally, the ex's life didn't improve too much without you. You know, right? Yeah. In this case, though, that's all upended. How do you compare yourself with Lady Gaga? And she says, instead of thinking, why not me when I see them together? I think, that was me. Yeah. And it kind of pulls the whole illusion of celebrity down. She's like, I've been with that dude.
Exactly.
That she's with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. She goes, at first that was confounding. When one friend called me at my desk that morning to discuss, my voice was actually shaking. Who wants to rehash an old relationship at work the day after the Super Bowl? She says, so I gave myself until noon. Then I thought about it again. Lady Gaga is amazing. Comparing yourself with her is incredibly motivational. And I recommend you try it, regardless of how you relate to who's dating her. At least that's what I did. So, for example, I was going to wear a black dress that I'd gotten on sale years ago to an event that weekend for probably the 27th time. Lady Gaga would never do that. I'd never owned anything that cost more than a week's worth of groceries. Whereas she's a woman who wears pieces of raw meat on the red carpet. So I went to a nice store that I'd never been inside before, and I tried something on. The clerk asked me what the occasion was. I told her that I found out from Facebook that my ex-boyfriend was dating Lady Gaga. She looked me up and down. Huh, really? Yes. The dress was too expensive, but I bought it anyway. Why should I accept less than Lady Gaga? I went to a coffee shop. Did I want a large? Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
For the event, did I want my makeup done? Never had before, but yes, yes, I do. And yes, I'll get the lashes too. And when I was emailed praise, did I forward it to my boss? Yes, I did. Did I agree to do the work presentation I was anxious about? Yes, yes, and more yes. I'm kind of embellishing.
Yes,
a little,
absolutely.
But I think you get the idea. And then she just said, I hadn't figured out how to start a multi-million-dollar entertainment empire yet or a major advocacy campaign, but yes to that too.
That's great.
And the point is, Lady Gaga is living the ambitious life that we keep saying women should embrace. And she's like, so, you know, I'll just use that as motivation.
What a great way to spin something. You know what I mean? Like a situation of your ex is clearly dating someone really, really great. So
I have been on both ends of this, not recently. And I would think, and it's funny, and it didn't happen in Las Vegas.
Oh, interesting.
Which is where you would kind of think, you know, you would bump into more people that are more notable.
Yes.
And by celebrity, I'm playing the celebrity card broadly. I dated a woman who had dated an NBA player.
Oh, really? Was that intimidating?
Yes. And then I had somebody that I dated that went on to date an NBA player. And I will tell you, the after was, it wasn't intimidating, but it was kind of like, oh, really? You know what I mean? Like, oh, really?
Yeah. And like, it feels like you have a type that like tall.
No.
Tall. I mean, because you're a pretty tall guy, so.
Oh, that they have a type?
You have a type that has a type. I don't know how to describe that.
So. It wouldn't be accurate. Because they were both very different.
You can't give us names, obviously. But was this when you lived in Seattle, or was this important?
And it doesn't matter. And none of that matters.
I'm just curious. Wow, I've never had anyone I know that even like mingles with celebrities, let alone dates them.
You do.
Well, I mean, people that we know in the industry, obviously. But I don't date anybody in the industry.
No,
so.
No.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I don't. Oh, wow.
So 702-364-9898. Have you ever, and I'm willing to kind of broaden this out just a little bit, just because literally I want to see what we'll find.
Okay.
Have you ever dated someone that went on to date a celebrity? Or have you ever dated somebody after they dated a celebrity?
Okay.
What's that like? I'm just curious. Like I said, the after was intimidating, but it didn't take, first of all, and this girl was ready for the questions. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure I wasn't the only guy that she had dated after the NBA guy.
Sure.
I'm reasonably certain. In fact, I'm 1,000% certain. Yeah, and I don't know if it was more uncomfortable or not. 702-364-9898. Interested to see what we get. We just need one. Get us up right now. Chet Buchanan Show.
Can I tell you something?
Woo! The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's a total Hail Mary, and I knew it would be.
Yeah.
Asking somebody if they'd ever dated anybody who'd gone on to date celebrities. Although that isn't as personal as have you dated somebody that's dated a celebrity in the past.
Well, that's
you know
true.
What I mean? That's more personal, and that's usually why you end up dating a celebrity, is because you can keep your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
But the dating someone who's gone on to date a celebrity, I wish I'd have thrown that out there on Facebook first, because that's easier for people. It's easier for people to not actually say it.
Well,
you're just typing it.
You know a lot of people who kind of run in different circles, who meet celebrities and do all that. You know what I mean? So it's easy to kind of fall
into
that.
Yes, it's funny you would mention that, because I was trying to think of who do I know that probably has?
Yes. Got to know. I mean,
just in this town, you know what I mean? Again, in Las Vegas, and I think we would probably be. I'd love to tell you that Las Vegas is different, but I don't know that it is. You know what I'm saying? Because if in like any major city, you've got athletes and you've got people just show up and go in and out of town.
Yeah.
Here, you know, like other people in radio think, oh, it must be great. You've got celebrities there all the time. And like, oh my God, you must be able to get interviews with Christina Aguilera and Gwen Stefani. I'm just thinking of everybody who's got residencies.
Yeah.
You know, and all the concerts and all that kind of stuff. Honestly, nobody ever really wants to talk to anybody when they come in this town, because they just want to get in here, do their thing, and leave. Whether it's they're coming in to party, they sure as hell aren't doing publicity then.
Yeah.
you know, I heard Ben Affleck was in town, or name the celebrity. Somebody was shocked that, remember years ago when Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez were at the Hard Rock? There was a big deal about how Ben threw a chip on a table and Jennifer pulled it back when they were together.
Really?
Because she didn't want him tipping so much and all that kind of stuff. And it kind of led to their breakup. And somebody else in the business was shocked that we didn't somehow track down Ben Affleck and get an interview.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But that's just not how it works here.
No, it's not how it goes.
So I don't know that celebrities, for celebrity's sake, you'll really spend that much time here.
I know someone who dated Josh Duhamel before he got married to Fergie and everything like that. I know someone who went on like 3 dates with him. And then, yeah, and now she works for like a PR company out east somewhere or whatever. But yeah,
did he ghost?
It was like Las Vegas days, like when he was on the show Las Vegas back in the day.
Did he ghost?
I think so. Yeah. I think he just like stopped texting back, obviously, because he was like, I'm Josh Duhamel, you know?
Right.
I'm going to start dating Fergie and marrying her.
I got hot and cold running women.
Dingo just messaged us. He goes, my ex...
I'm sorry, who?
Dingo.
Dingo.
Yes.
Like yesterday, the guy named Jocko?
Uh-huh. Dingo says, my ex-girlfriend went on to be one of Charlie Sheen's girlfriends. I'll let you guess which one.
Wow.
Oh, that's awkward.
I bet if we looked him up, we could figure it out.
Because you got to think, it's got those Tiger Blood days. If it was one of those girls... I would be so judgy. I'd be so hardcore.
Oh no, it's
judgy.
Totally Tiger Blood days.
Totally, because he had like 3 or 4 girls, right? Oh, I can't remember. It's been
so
long.
You're so disgusted by this all over.
Because Charlie Sheen during those days was nasty.
Yeah.
I would feel if I was Dingo.
You know what diagnosis Charlie got, right?
Yeah.
Boy, that just kind of took all the air out of that balloon, didn't it?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I had a feeling this might happen when we put it out there that anybody dated a celebrity after they dated you. Nobody's going to answer that. I mean, very few are going to answer that. Because you know why?
Why?
Because what's the other question you're going to ask?
Who was it?
Yeah. And nobody wants
to admit it.
Nah.
That's totally true.
Nah, not really. Even on social, I threw it out on social, and I wished I'd have done that first. It's funny. Everybody's super, like, close to the vest on it. They want to tell you because they want you to know, but they don't want to tell you, if you know what I'm saying. Like my boy Dan. And Dan knows I'm going to ask him later. This actually happened to me. She actually married this dude, and he's probably 35 years older than her. I've known this guy for a long time. I don't know this story. I know his wife. I don't know this story.
Wow.
For the record, they don't live here. Just so you know, for the record, they don't live here. He's listening on radio.com.
I know a guy that knows Dan, the name Dan that knows Chet. Oh, my God.
That's what I was like. I know two of them, and I'm like, ah! don't go down that path. They don't live here. Were you going to say something a second ago?
The whole thing is nobody wants to admit. It seems braggadocious if you say like, oh, yes, I dated a woman that went on to date so-and-so.
Too.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Kennedy says, I've dated a few celebrities after marrying just a regular guy.
Oh, really?
A common man, she says. I've dated a few celebrities after marrying a common man. Lonnie, and I believe this about her, I've dated some celebs. And they dated other celebs. She's a cool girl.
She's
a cool girl. She's been in town. She's been in town and done stuff around for a long time. She's a writer and producer now. And she's acted and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Lives here in town. And then Loa. Yes. And she went into porn. After me. After. And I don't know if this is true. I don't know if this is true or not. Because this dude is likely to make this up just to get a reaction.
Okay.
I made out with a girl in 7th grade in the loading dock at school whose husband ended up running for president.
Ooh. Now I want to know who it is.
Well, you'll never find out by yelling.
Yeah.
They'll never tell you. They'll never tell you with the yelling. I find it fascinating, though. But yeah, nobody, who's going to admit that?
Nobody.
Except a guy on a radio show that's trying to, you know, spur other callers. So they, you know, put their whole life out there. Then they have to answer questions with their wife later.
Maybe you should tell us who the NBA players were and then...
Kevin Duckworth.
Ah, okay, okay. Kevin Duckworth.
You're so excited.
I love names because I want to go look him up now, so...
Kevin Duckworth, Portland Trailblazers. Yes, 7 feet tall.
Kevin, okay.
Intimidating.
And who was the other one?
Kendall Gill. Yeah, this girl dated Ken. Relax. You have no idea who either one of them are.
Oh, I'm going to go look him up.
Kendall Gill was very good looking. So I didn't feel so bad. I was like, okay, fine. Good.
Right. He's hot. Kendall so good Gill, for you.
Yeah, you're really excited. I've completely lost Kayla now. Just for the record, she's obsessed.
Yeah.
And I completely lost her now. I regret saying anything.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, are you satisfied with your research?
I am. I'm not the biggest fan of Kevin Duckler, was it?
Duckworth?
Oh,
why? What happened?
That changes everything because I looked up Kevin Duckler NBA and he was attractive.
Who's Kevin Duckler? Duckler?
There are some images that popped up and I'm like, well, he's not cute at all.
It'll be shocked. Oh no, Kevin Duckworth is not an attractive man.
Oh really?
No, he's massive. He's giant. He's 7 foot, what, 265?
Something like that. Oh, okay.
I think he died. Didn't he die?
Oh, he's got the creepy stash, the really thin stash.
Did he pass away?
I'll look it up real quick. I'm on his images of his face.
Oh, gotcha.
I will tell you, though, I'm very proud of you because Kendall Gill, the other guy.
He's a good-looking dude.
He's a good-looking man. Yes.
I didn't stand a chance. In fact, I got to be honest with you. I think the girl, and we were just dating. I think she was dating him at the same time.
Oh.
I didn't stand a chance.
Kevin Duckworth passed away in 2008.
Yeah, I remembered hearing something.
Yeah.
He was a nice guy. I met him a couple of times.
He seems very likable.
We had a lot to talk
based
about.
Based on the images alone.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Leap day tomorrow. Tomorrow's February 29th.
I know.
Leap day and a leap year.
Excited.
We only give about one set. Are you excited?
I don't know why I am excited about it.
Really,
I know it's really strange. I am. I don't know why.
Because it's different.
I guess so.
It's
something
different. By the way, it doesn't happen every 4 years. Doesn't always. We need leap days because it takes the Earth slightly longer than 365 days to get around the sun. It actually takes 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, 45 seconds. Yes, I am that nerd. So without leap years, we'd be off by about 6 hours every year, and then it would be, you know, then it'd get weird.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't sound like a lot, but over 100 years, that's almost like a month.
It's 20, oh, wow. Okay.
25 whole days. So it's not as simple. I'm learning right now. It's not as simple as adding a day every 4 years. For a particular year to be a leap year, it must meet 3 criteria.
Lay it on me.
This is the nerdiest show today ever. I love it. Feels like it needs breaking news music.
What are those 3 criteria, Jeff?
The year must be evenly divisible by 4. I know you love this.
Oh, this is
great.
You
love the math stuff. She's taking notes, by the way, people, so you know. 2, if the year can also be evenly divided by 100, it's not a leap year. And 3, if the year is evenly divisible by 400, then it is a leap year. That's why the year 2000 was a leap year, since it's divisible by 400. 2100, not a leap year.
Interesting.
I guess. I don't know why. In addition to leap days and leap years, there's also a leap second. They added one December 31st, 2016. The next one might be added on December 31st of this year, but they haven't decided yet. Who decides? Who gets it?
Who's sitting on that board, right?
Even the board, forget about the board. who's the last word? Because somebody's got to have the last word on that. Can you imagine that pickup line at the bar? Yeah, you know what So what do you do for a living? Well, let me tell you.
I'm the leap year decider.
I'm the leap second decider. You ever heard of a leap second? I'm the leap second decider.
This guy.
Nobody would ever believe you.
Nobody would.
I would
Google it. I'm like, is there such thing as a leap second while he's in the bathroom?
There was a guy, and there was no reason. It was New Year's Eve. I was waiting for a buddy. We both had gigs on New Year's Eve. It's forever ago. We both had gigs on New Year's Eve, and I got to the bar first. I was waiting for my buddy, and then we were going to go, you know, have fun. We were going to go somewhere else or meet up and go somewhere. And I'm talking to this guy, and this guy just wants somebody to talk to. Made an extraordinarily compelling argument on New Year's Eve that he was one of the inventors of the internet.
No.
And made an extremely compelling argument that he was. People born during a leap year on February 29th are known as leaplings, leapers, or leapsters. There's somebody in our office, little Joey. Little Joey the leprechaun.
Okay.
Don't ask. That's what he calls himself.
Yes.
Little Joey the leprechaun was trying to tell people yesterday that his birthday was on Saturday and that he was a leap baby. And no, but nobody believed
him. Nobody believed him.
However, if Tony Robbins tells you that he's a leap baby, believe him because he is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Antonio Sabato Jr.
He's been in this studio.
He has.
Mm-hmm. Nice butt. So I shouldn't say that. That's objectifying him. I know, but he does have a nice butt.
Double standard. Double standard.
Let's go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla's been out of the room for the better part of the last, you know, like 10 minutes or so since we hugged. I imagine she was washing my stank off of me.
I was. It's a very accurate statement.
So the dog doesn't attack you when you get home. I don't know why the dog would attack you, but I'm...
Penny
no. And so... Jacob Toronto from ChasingCinema.com and I were playing a round of semi-obscure movie trivia,
okay.
which might have been the nerdiest thing that has ever happened in this studio. And it was awesome. Because we were talking about this. I said something, and then Jacob pops off with, I know a thing or two about a thing or two. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's a movie. It's De Niro. It's, and then he goes, Leo. And I'm like, this boy's life, young Leo DiCaprio.
Uh-huh.
And then we just started going back and forth on, and it was just, you could just sense the air in the room change to just full nerd action. It was great.
That's funny.
Man, it was nerdy. So good. So you went and saw Invisible Man.
Yes.
Six-word cinema for Invisible Man.
Only invisible thing. Our negative reviews.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well played, by the way. Nicely done. Good. So it's good.
Yeah. I think this is really, really good. This was a movie that I thought the trailer didn't do justice. I wasn't like super excited for. And then if you don't know, Universal's been remaking the classic monster movies. They made like I, Frankenstein. They made Dracula Untold. They made The Mummy. All bombed. All have failed. And they're like, okay, this was supposed to have Johnny Depp in it. This was supposed to have Angelina Jolie in it. And then it's kept changing and changing. And now we have Leigh Whannell, the guy who made Saw, directing with Elizabeth Moss. And it is wonderful.
And Elizabeth Moss from Handmaid's Tale. Yes. She's so good.
She is so good. If you love her in Handmaid's Tale, you're going to get a lot of that great performance in this. It's very creepy. But I also think the movie is just very powerful in terms of message and story. I know you guys aren't big on horror, and it's not like horror. It's very cat and mouse thriller. Too.
Is it? Okay, so the premise is a little cheesy to me.
Yeah.
Is it believable? Is the storyline believable or how he becomes invisible?
Well, if you believe in invisible people, yes.
Yeah.
if you're willing to believe in invisible people.
Well, I will say.
Well, like, I used to love the movie Hollow Man back in the day with Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
I loved Hollow Man, but now I watch it and I'm like, oh,
that's
it's just
not
so not believable.
Well, they did change it up.
Wasn't that 1986? I'm assuming.
Hollow Man was like maybe even early 2000s. Actually.
Okay, but still, it's all changed.
Yeah,
little,
but
you know, like,
they do change like the premise of the Invisible Man. They kind of use some modern tech. But it is very different because this movie is more about Elizabeth Moss and her journey as a character and everything like that. But I think there are parts about it that you could be like, oh, that's a little like horror movie plot hole or that's a plot hole. But I don't think this movie is about that kind of thing. I think it really is about the female character who's trying to tell people this thing and no one believes her. And I think that becomes more of the thematic about control and believability and thinking you're crazy. And I think that's just very prominent in today's kind of climate.
Well, so. And like a lot of movies, you can see the preview and you kind of know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? And that's all right.
The movie, the trailer, I think, doesn't do it justice because it makes it seem like it's very cut and dry. And I think it's a little bit more complicated and it gets a little bit more weird than that. And I think I kind of like that. I think if you're someone who like worries about how many bullets are in the gun in the movie, then you might not be a fan of The Invisible Man. But as long as you go with it, I think it's a really rewarding process. On the surface, it's a very fun thriller. But the more you dive into it, I think it's a pretty deep movie that says a lot about, many different aspects of what's going on right now.
So honestly, that's
I'm always about that.
That was the headline I saw this morning.
Yeah.
I believe they used the term toxic masculinity. And anytime somebody does that, I roll my eyes and I go, oh,
well, I mean,
great. Tell me another reason why I'm evil.
I think it is very, I think it's obvious to connect this movie to the Me Too movement, right? Like of these women trying to tell these stories of these very scary men and not being believed. But I also think it kind of revolves around the whole medical field too. I've had a lot of good friends have issues medically that they ever can't get diagnosed. They're told that they're worried that they're going crazy. They're not sure if it's real. And I think that's all like kind of the message of this movie is believing yourself and getting back that control. And the way that Leigh Whannell kind of presents this material and seeing Elizabeth Moss go from no control to getting control is really fun. Really, really fun.
Sure. Like a lot of those movies where you start to root for that character because you're like, why don't they believe her?
Of course. Yeah. It's very Rosemary's Baby. Yeah.
Rosemary's Baby. What was the one with Julia Roberts back in the day?
Beneath? No, that was Julia Roberts?
Stranger in My House or some.
Well, there's When a Stranger Calls. I can't remember the Julia Roberts one, though, you're alluding to.
Sleeping with the Enemy.
Yeah.
Such a great movie.
Stranger with the Enemy? The bath towels. That's the one.
Oh, that's Sleeping with the Enemy.
Yeah, that is Sleeping with the Enemy.
But you know what I'm talking about. Nobody believed her either.
No, I mean, it's a very common situation. But
Jennifer Lopez, Enough.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Well, it's very much like Enough, but she's, obviously no one wants to believe her.
Well, and she can't box the invisible guy. What are you going to do? That's ridiculous. Yeah. Now you've got to suspend your disbelief.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's good. How many popcorns?
I'd give it a 3.5 popcorns. I was a really big fan of it.
You like it?
Yeah.
I can just tell by the look on your face.
Probably my favorite movie of the year so far.
Wow.
I mean, it's only February, but yeah, it was good. Dumb months.
Were you surprised that it's coming out in dumb months?
Well, I mean, I'm surprised I enjoyed it as much as I did with just how much, just pushback and changes there's been made. But I'm really a big fan of Leigh Whannell. I was a big fan of the first Saw. So I think his kind of types of themes and going about horror is, up my alley. But I think it's got a 91 critically. It's got like a 95 by audience. So like everyone just loves this movie.
We're all over it.
Yeah.
We're all over it.
Going to see it this week.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
You know what? In these cases, you can't be too paranoid.
Absolutely.
You can't. My whole thing, it was like we went to a medical supply place yesterday because we were like, yeah, we should probably get masks because my wife has lupus, so her immune system is compromised.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And she can get sick, and like if this thing comes, it's gonna be really bad for her. You know, like we have to watch out for the flu and stuff. You know, and all that other kind of stuff. And so, we were talking about this yesterday, like we should really find masks. So, well, okay. And literally right at that moment, her friend said, hey, I went to this medical supply place and I got masks. They still have them. They're expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And they are.
That's supply and demand, man.
They were, true story, they were $5 a mask. And the lady apologized for it. And I went, don't apologize. You know what I mean? You got to get yours.
Yeah.
You're not. And by the way, I also know that the woman that was working in the store is not the one that set the price.
Absolutely.
So I'm yelling at her. You know, I'm not going to be that guy. And plenty of other people are going to give her a rough ride. So I'm not going to be that. I'm not going to be the one.
No.
And my wife said we could get Chick-fil-A after.
Nice. Okay.
At which time I promptly spilled her lemonade all over her lap. Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah, not no.
It was awful, but we got masks, and I would rather go. God, remember when we paid $5 a mask for these masks? That was dumb.
And have them.
I'd rather do that than go. God, I wish we had masks.
Yeah, I mean, at least you guys are prepared now, which is great.
I might
hit you up for a mask.
No, even. No. maybe, we'll see. Even though they say the masks don't do. But why not?
Mm-hmm.
So contestant number one is Susan Suarez from Henderson. Susan, what's your buzzer going to be? Excellent. That's a good Friday buzzer. And contestant number two, Jessica Fisher from the Southwest. What are you going to do?
Ding, ding.
We got a whoop, whoop, and a ding, ding. And Kayla's got question number one.
So America's Got Talent is replacing Julianne Hough and Gabrielle Union with returning judge Heidi Klum. And who else? Is that Jada Pinkett Smith, Sofia Vergara, or Jesse Tyler Ferguson?
Susan.
Ding, ding.
Sofia Vergara.
Susan says Sofia Vergara, and as weird as that is, I don't know why. Is that weird?
I don't really. Yeah, it's weird.
I just, that wasn't what I expected. And yeah. I think it's going to be.
I think she's going to be fun, though, on the panel. I mean, she's bingo. Animated. It's going to be good.
Bingo. So. I think it'll be good. One zip, Susan. Here's question two.
Lady Gaga dropped a new song this morning. It's called what? Is that called Stupid Love, High on Bubble Yum, or Monster Juice?
Susan.
Stupid Love.
Susan says Stupid Love. Is it Stupid Love? I want your stupid love, love. It is Stupid Love.
Yes.
It is Stupid Love. Man, Jessica.
I know. This is bad.
No, she's just really fast. Susan is up 2-0 as we go to the all-important third and final question. Golden Knights going for 8 straight wins tonight. Playing Buffalo this evening at the Fortress. We'll make this all-important third and final question worth 8 gigantic game-winning points.
Elvis's estate is getting a lot of backlash after going on Twitter and calling which KLUC artist the king of pop. Is that Post Malone, Sam Smith, or Justin Bieber?
Oh, look at this. Susan for the sweep and the win.
Justin Bieber?
She says Justin Bieber. Is she right? If she's right, sweep and win.
Yes.
If she's incorrect, Jessica has a chance to sneak in for the dirty, dirty steal. Is it Justin Bieber? Dramatic pause. It's Justin Bieber. Okay, so what's the story with this, Holder? Why is Elvis's estate getting grief?
So Justin Bieber passed Elvis with 7 number one albums. He is now the youngest person to hold 7 number one albums. So because of that, Elvis's estate went on and congratulated him, calling him the king of pop because Elvis is the king of rock and roll. And then a lot of Michael Jackson fans got mad about that.
Yeah, because Michael Jackson is the king
of pop. Known as the king of pop,
I bet that's even trademarked. Oh, wow. Well, congratulations, Jessica. You're still a winner.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, let's be honest. You didn't really have to do anything. You could have just sat there and done nothing. But you gave it a good effort. You're still a winner. Chet Buchanan Show shirt, and then whatever Susan doesn't take, then you'll get that. And Susan, also Chet Buchanan Show shirt and Champion's Choice. And the title, Susan Suarez of Henderson, today's champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The greatest person in the world.
Kayla Jo Walker.
Did you see the video of the 84-year-old woman who sunk a 93-foot putt?
You know I love old people, and you know I love the little games that we play during timeouts at athletic events. So yes, I have.
She was at, over the weekend, she was at an Old Miss men's basketball game, and they have those games that you see all the time between in the timeouts. So she just gets up there. It was for a 2020 Nissan Altima, and she just hit it, sinks it right in. Crowd goes in. Insane, obviously.
Sure.
Because it's a 93-foot putt. It was absolutely crazy. So
it's like baseline to baseline.
Yeah. To Mary Ann Wakefield at the age of 84, think of that 93-foot putt. You is.
The greatest person in the world.
I got to give this, honestly, to all the really funny P1s that we have listening to this show. P1s are the people that listen to this show on purpose. Our boy Jay Stu pointed out a second ago, and I heard it, and I just kind of kept it pushing. But while we were talking during Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown, Susan Suarez, one of the questions was, America's Got Talent is replacing Julianne Hough and Gabrielle Union with returning judge Heidi Klum, and who? The answer was Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's kind of weird that it's Sofia Vergara, but I get it. And Kayla says, yeah, she'll be really animated, and she'll be a lot of fun and everything. And Susan pops off with, too loud, which is so funny. Earlier, and she's right. Earlier, we were talking about this. I don't know if you saw this New York Times article that this poor girl, this Lindsay Krauss, wrote. Her ex is the one that is now dating Lady Gaga, and she had to find out because all of her friends, you know, they made their relationship public at the Super Bowl. Lady Gaga and this dude, and then all of a sudden, her friends are like, check Facebook, check Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And so that's how she found out. And then she's like, oh my God, how do I live up to that? My ex is dating Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with that news? So I went on Facebook just because I was kind of trolling for some responses to use on the radio. And I asked, has anyone ever dated someone who went on to date a celebrity? And Maggie replies with, yep, my husband did, and we lived happily ever after. Which is just great. So you guys are funny, and I would say you might be the funniest audience in all of radio. And for that, we appreciate you, and we love you, and you just might be.
The greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right!
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
I never even looked at the screen. Who's on the phone, Kayla?
Tammy Seltz from Henderson.
Beautiful. Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
I don't know if it's, I mean, scientifically proven might be going a little too far, but as well chronicled over the history of this show, what is the greatest love song of all time?
Put It On Me by Ja Rule.
Damn right. Tired of being lonely, so baby girl, put it on me. I mean, without you, I only think about. I mean, Tammy, you got to listen to the lyrics. I mean, really, to fully understand and appreciate.
Yes.
What a great love song.
Oh,
it is.
Yeah. But what you're saying is true. I know you're tired of being lonely.
So baby girl, put it on me. She even says, I need someone to hold me.
Exactly.
And he immediately answers. He immediately answers.
That's attentiveness.
Baby
right
girl, put it on me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I only think about you. I know you're tired of being lonely. So baby girl, put it on me. Baby girl, put it on me. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, seriously.
Lyrical genius right there.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's perfect.
Yep. Four tickets to Monster Jam for you, whether you believe in that or not. But that's...
right on.
Yeah, good. What else you got going this weekend?
I'm excited. I have to work.
Mm.
What do you do?
I work at a hospital.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you for everything that you do.
You're very welcome.
No, and it goes... greatly underappreciated. I think that people don't understand what that's like. Just, I mean, if nothing else, just emotionally for people that work in hospitals.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard. It's hard physically. It's hard emotionally. And everybody wears scrubs for a living. You're awesome.
Amen to
in
you.
In our book. Everybody have a great weekend. Are you out this weekend?
I am not at all. You might see me at Seven Magic Mountains because that's where my friends want to go. But besides that, nowhere.
I'm reasonably certain you will not see me at all anywhere until Monday. So everybody have a great weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you Monday, P1.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. KLQC. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.